Hello and welcome to Community Connection Online. I'm Monica May. We have two guests with us today. One is the publisher and editor of IBA Success, Jennifer Yan. It is a marketing campaign that she has developed for community people, for nonprofits, as well as business people. We also have Jeremy Sisson. He's with Guys with Ties. It's a philanthropic organization, and their main mission is to raise money for nonprofit organizations. And they have an event coming up that'll raise money for Down Syndrome. And they're going to talk with us today about their connection to the magazine and the upcoming event. They have these fabulous parties and they raise money for a variety of organizations. And what I love is the diversity of the Guys with Ties. And I just want to talk about your mission. And I can't wait to talk with Jennifer Yan. So get ready, get set, and let's get started on Community Connection. I'm going to get to Jeremy first. The Guys with Ties, the philosophy behind that, Jeremy, I mean, it's so sexy.
Well, we like to think so.
So that appeal is real.
You would have to ask the people that come to the parties, actually.
Okay.
What they think about that.
Mm-hmm. So now, it's a 15-year organization. Have you been with it since the onset? You're the president now. Tell me a little bit about how it started and how you got involved.
Yeah. So it's been around about 12 years, and I've been in about 3 years. Came to one of their white parties years ago, and it was just a really good time. I said, how can I get more involved in this organization? And actually, the organization is a nonprofit here in Central Florida. And it was actually founded by 8 gentlemen who were coming out of college. They wanted to find a way to give back to Central Florida. So they found a unique way, which they chose fundraising and throwing fun and creative parties and events for other nonprofits. So the funds that we raise for our events go to the nonprofits around Central Florida. At this point, we've probably worked with around 50 plus charities in Central Florida.
And that's over a dozen years. That's wonderful. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about some of the guys that are behind those ties.
There's a wide range. Our board and our ambassador group is made up of a wide range of individuals in different professions. For example, we've got nonprofit folks, we've got education, healthcare, real estate, banking, construction, finance, retail, hospitality, sales, marketing, entertainment, business development, consulting, and engineering as well. So we've pretty much got everything covered in Central Florida.
And the age range, too, of the guys.
The age range is typically 25 to 45, I would say.
The parties, though, attract a variety of ages, though.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the type of party.
Okay.
We have some parties that'll bring in that 22 to 32 crowd, and then we have some that'll 35 to 50.
Okay.
It just depends on the type of event that we're holding and who it's for.
One of the folk on here that I recognize right away is, of course, Pernell. Mm-hmm. Pernell Bush is definitely an activist, a social worker, just a great, great, great brother out of the Seminole County area. These guys have various backgrounds, and each of you, I'm sure, has your own favorite charity. You mentioned something about the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida. Mm-hmm. Now, is that going to be the recipient that's coming up for a party, or how is that going to work?
So we have the White Party Fashion Show, featuring a fashion show, which is coming up at 180 on August 5th, 2017. People can buy tickets on guyswithties.org. The proceeds from that event will go to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida.
All right. Now, how do people get in touch with you if they have an organization that they'd like you to put your eyes on?
So on that same website, we have a charity application where if someone has a nonprofit and they have a heart and they're really wanting to give back, but they are not sure how to raise funds for their nonprofit, we're definitely an organization to get in touch with. So they can fill out an application. That application comes in, and we have board meetings every month where we approve or deny charity applications.
What are you looking for in some of the organizations that you may choose to go ahead and get out there and fundraise?
Well, first of all, we look for, do they have the right paperwork, of course. You've got to be buttoned up in terms of your 501c3.
Oh, sure.
Do you have a board of directors? Do you have governance in place? Are there procedures? We look for someone who is passionate about Central Florida. Do you really want to give back? Do you have an idea that's new to the community that's not being done, and you're underserving a market that needs to be served? So those are two of the things that we really look at, because we work with large nonprofits, nationwide nonprofits that have chapters in Central Florida, but we really try to focus on the small and the mid-sized nonprofits who don't have the funding that the large guys would have.
Is Guys with Ties a local organization, or is it national and we're a subsidiary here?
No, this is corporate. We actually started this in Orlando in 2005, and we're in the process of moving into new markets.
I think it's a wonderful idea. And it's a buttoned up idea, too, because there's so many things that can be done with it. So now, Miss Jen, let's talk with you. Jennifer Yon is a sister that I met. I think it was at Pastor Reva's church at Majestic Life. Yeah. We were introduced during the Les Brown event, and we immediately connected because of this, let's spill the tea. And Jen jumped on the bandwagon and really did some phenomenal assist for me in the sense of she marketed this through her magazine. She just made me feel so welcome. And I said, anytime you have something that we can share or whenever you're ready. Now, because she likes to be behind the scenes, it was almost like pulling teeth to get her out of her office because she works so hard. You work around the clock, sis.
I do. You know, but when you do what you love, you definitely don't mind putting the time in.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about IBA's success, because besides it being a magazine, that's your business.
Yeah, so IBA success, we are the corporate office of entrepreneurs. Creating the magazine was really all about having a vehicle that could drive everyone down the road of success, narrowing down the things that's needed to give them growth and exposure and branding for their company. So 3 years ago, IBA Success Magazine was created for not just myself, but tons of nonprofits and entrepreneurs.
I always like to get Jen to share her story in terms of you were working before.
Yes.
But you decided, I need to do this for myself, by myself, and help create the image that other people need to get their businesses jump started.
Yes. Coming from an entrepreneur-based family, I realized what was needed and what lacked. So I wanted to be able to create something that would support a small business, giving them the answers, the resources that's really needed to help them reach their goals.
Your office is located not too far from the station. When you walk across the threshold, it's an oasis.
Well, the whole office is the office for entrepreneurs. You could bring small mixers in our meeting room. You could meet one-on-one with clients in our lounge room, what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Monica.
Lounge room, yes.
We've done a lot. My whole office can be taken over by an entrepreneur that may not have a location but need that location to get to their next step.
One of the things that Jen is most noted for is her work also with charitable organizations.
Yes.
Some of the things that you do for these organizations include what?
Marketing, fundraising to promote their vision and their message. Kicking off with Guys with Ties, they have the cover of our edition that's about to drop. You can view our magazine online at ibasuccessmagazine.com. Like us on Facebook, IBA Success Magazine. But there's a charity corner where we can shed the light on community involvement as well as nonprofit organizations that need more exposure.
But you also give local folk an opportunity to get their brand out there too.
Yes. The benefit to the local folk is that we do distribute online. So we are nationwide and we have nationwide presence. So for a small businesses in Orlando could possibly be doing business with someone in Texas or Chicago. And I've noticed that for a lot of our advertisers that have online businesses or online organizations, fundraisers, they're receiving donations all over.
She's also with you from beginning to the end in your thought process.
Yes. As a marketing director, it's always the goal to find and to identify the goals of our advertisers and their target audience. So we make sure we're hitting your target audience exactly where it will count for your business.
Suppose you don't know. Suppose you are that green and just starting your business.
It's all about business brainstorming. For me, I offer a consultation based on just that. You know, come and sit down with someone that cares about your vision, your mm-hmm. needs. Let's brainstorm your success, create that plan, and then execute. And that's what IBA Success is all about, is creating the plan and having that, I like to call it a GPS person along the way with a little cheerleading at the same time.
If you had a vision of success for yourself, share that.
I would say the vision hitting our 3-year anniversary is to have stronger presence nationwide and to be able to have marketable results for my advertisers. For instance, working with Guys with Ties, we're going to be with each other for the long haul, at least on an annual term, to where I will work with them continuously to help develop ideas, market, and be able to reach more of their target audience.
When you think of where you are, you say you come from a family of entrepreneurs. Did it seem unusual for you to be corporate side and then just coming into your own? Or are you glad that you had both sides?
You know, I'm really glad and blessed to have had both sides. To be able to say I have worked with the smaller entrepreneurs, I've started grassroots, then at the same time I've worked with national companies in the corporate office. I would say my expertise, because I'm working in different corporations so I could learn what was needed on the corporate side that would really push the small business side.
Jen Yan is the CEO and founder of IBA Success. It is a business. It is also a magazine that comes out, but she doesn't call it a magazine. She calls it a marketing campaign.
That's right. Campaigning is consistent works that create success. Mm-hmm. So I do believe being a business or a nonprofit organization, you need the consistency of your brand for the success to follow.
And we also have Jeremy with us this morning. He is the president. Jeremy Sisson is an MBA. He's Guys with Ties, and it's a philanthropic organization. They raise money for nonprofits who have their act together. We have to say that, because let me tell you something. What this Sunday morning show will do, it will garner you a bunch of phone calls, but I want them to be the right ones that have their businesses ready, and they just need an assist with some fundraising. And you all do this through parties and through other, what are some other ways that Guys with Ties comes out there? Because originally I thought it was a mentoring program until I really did my research.
So separate from just having the events and the parties,
yeah,
we choose a charity of choice or multiple charities of choice. That's one way to put funds in the hands of a nonprofit here in Central Florida. Some of the other ways is we can actually have our ambassador group. We have a group of 60 ambassadors who can go out into the community. So if you have an event that's going on that you want us to come get involved with, or you want us to mentor the youth of Central Florida, we can partner with you.
So you can do some mentoring.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're actually working with a couple of nonprofits about setting that up right now.
Okay, because I have one in mind, and Young Fathers of Central Florida is an organization that's near and dear to our heart here at Star 94.5. He started out by working here at Valencia College, and he realized that something was missing. You had a lot of young fathers on campus without any real direction on, A, how to raise that baby. B, do I really have to have a relationship with the mom in order to care for my child? How do I navigate the child support system? How do I get back on my own feet? How do I spring forward and maybe become an entrepreneur? So his name is Haki Nkrumah, and Haki takes you through a mentoring program, and he spends a lot of time with these guys, with these young fathers. He personally, along with he has a board of folk and he has a lot of volunteers. I gotta put you in touch with them, because they have a diverse group of young fathers. And one thing Haki will tell you, everyone always asks him, well, were you a young dad? What did you? He said, no. And my sons are not fathers either. It's just I encounter this by, you know, working with the college population. There are a lot of young dads out there. And I've seen the product of some of the young men that he's worked with and how they have turned themselves around. Some of them have become entrepreneurs. But he explains to them, doesn't matter to me what you did one night that produced a child. I'm not even interested in that. I'm not even interested in if you love that young lady, because how can you? It was one night. But what I am interested in is that you become the best dad that you can be. So he helps them stay in school, get jobs, learn how to tie ties, learn how to really become men. So if that's something that sounds like it would be interesting to you, it's called Young Fathers of Central Florida. I can give you that information. But I know a host of young male mentoring programs especially that could definitely use just some manpower. It's really important for men to see other men successful. And when I look at the picture that is about to be on the front cover of IBA Success, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Gentlemen.
And there's two missing.
And there's two missing.
Yeah, they couldn't be here. They were out of the town or country.
Okay, well, then we
have 10 board members.
10 board members of Guys with Ties.
they do a phenomenal thing for our community. And not only do they raise money for various organizations who are nonprofits, they're just some stand-up guys. They come from a variety of backgrounds, all of them professional men. How do they find you, or how do you find them?
We know who's doing what in the community.
Got
you. Because we're all actively engaged in various capacities. Purnell was somebody that we just knew of. We've seen him on
other
boards.
Been watching him.
We've literally been in contact with him. So it was pretty easy to recruit him and say, hey, you should come join us.
Mm-hmm.
We need you on our board. You're doing a lot for Seminole County, for Central Florida, and we appreciate what you're doing. He was a natural fit for us.
Let me tell you something about Purnell. I was hosting one of the largest baby showers you could ever think of. There were hundreds of women in Seminole County at this event. Our luncheon speaker was Purnell, talking to women about becoming motivated, you know, getting back in the game. He talked about himself being a single dad. And we just talked about the role of men in their lives. Because again, sometimes those one night mistakes can give you a lifetime of connection. Yeah. So again, we're speaking with Jeremy Sisson. He is the president of Guys with Ties. It's an organization that raises money. And then Jennifer Yon, what is next for you business wise? What's on your dashboard? What do you want to do?
What's on my dashboard? Board is continuing to grow the IBA Success campaign, focus more on, again, helping others reach their goals.
Talk to me about Sisterhood Success. It was based off of just getting women together, sort of like a brunch or a tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, in Sisterhood Success, for me, it's really about teaching our sisters that we can celebrate each other's success and also support each other's business.
Talk to me about why you think a relationship with female entrepreneurs is so important. It's powerful.
It's powerful. It's important. I think the support through sisters is needed. Again, you know, being able to celebrate another sister's accomplishments has always been something that's been dear to me. And working as a sister, feeling sometimes that I don't have the support, or feeling that there's a lot of cattiness out there where we cannot work together.
Sure.
Was an emotional string to me. And I just felt like, you know, let me create a solution that would teach and educate as well as empower Sisterhood Success.
So how can we reach you, Jen?
You can reach me. I'm at Miss J. Yon at IBASuccess.com. You can call me 407-253-7041. I can also be text at 407-486-0993.
What drives you to help other people become as driven?
I have to give that to my mother. Being raised by a woman that was focused on being great at what you do
and teaching me,
have faith, be strong, and work hard. And whatever you do, give it 100%. Going to school for business development, marketing and management was also a great help for me, because it allowed me to understand what's really needed.
So, Jeremy, as we wrap up, August 5th, which is a Saturday, is a big day for Guys with Ties. 180 is the place to be, and they're raising money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And everybody's invited.
Everybody's invited. We've already sold quite a few tickets and quite a few VIP tables. So I would encourage everyone to go to guyswithties.org as soon as possible. Support a charity. We have open bar. There's a lot of celebrities going to be walking the runway this year. Kay Rollins with Orlando City Soccer is walking again, second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
TV reporters, radio DJs. We have everyone coming out again.
You ain't got me on the roster, so it can't be. No, I'm only joking.
Did you want to? Would you like to walk the runway for us?
We would walk the runway. I would walk the runway you guys, sure. So again, Guys with Ties, it's a philanthropic organization. If you've got what it takes, at least go to their website, which is guyswithties.org. Jeremy Sisson is the president of the board of directors, Guys with Ties. Jennifer Yon, it's always a pleasure to see you, my darling. She is the CEO of IBA Success. Any parting words for us?
Thank you for having us.
You are more than welcome. Jennifer Yon with IBA Success and Jeremy Sisson with Guys with Ties, the philanthropic organization. Thank you for listening to Community Connection Online.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.